Support for this podcast of Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the arrival of summer with grass-fed beef, organic corn on the cob, fresh peaches, and locally made ice cream with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
So, Stein, when you're home alone and the L&T is off doing whatever the L&T, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGru, does, do you cook for yourself?
Not as much as I do when she's home. And in fact, Calamity Cheryl is out riding the range at her friend Butch Small's ranch in Du Bois, Idaho, helping out with cooking and stuff there. And so when she's gone, I will often just eat a sandwich, but sometimes eat things that I don't cook when she's around.
Is it stuff that she doesn't like, or is it stuff that you don't want her to see you cooking?
Maybe a little bit of both. For instance, I just made this Thomas Keller fried chicken recipe, found the recipe online, with a terrific mixture of spices and stuff in the flour, and then it's soaked in a brine overnight and blah, blah, blah. So she wouldn't really want me to eat anything deep fried, but I did. And in my defense, it took me 3 days to eat all the fried chicken. You know, it was only one chicken.
When I eat fried chicken, I unfortunately eat 3 pieces without batting an eyelash, and I think, oops, what did I do?
You ate a bunch of fried chicken. But what I've actually been concentrating on is ramen. I picked up this new Lucky Peach magazine that's put out by David Chang, who runs Momofuku and a number of other noodle-type places in New York. There were recipes in there for making your homemade ramen noodles, alkaline noodles, and I've always wondered what the secret was to get that chewy texture to them, and the secret is you gotta make alkaline noodles, which you can do by baking baking soda. You just take baking soda, put it in the oven at 250 degrees for an hour, and that changes its chemical composition. And you mix that with water and mix that into the noodles, and you get that chewy ramen noodle thing.
So ask Mr. Science here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all science.
So, you know, I have to tell you, I've had those ramen noodles at his first Momofuku when it was just very small. And I still remember how incredible the noodles were and the wonderful pork that came with it. And didn't I send you a photograph of the wonderful pork roast at Momofuku Sambar that I had this summer?
Yes, you did. Only you would send me a picture of a pork roast just to gloat. And you achieved your aim. I was terribly envious.
So next time I'm dragging you to New York with me, okay?
And we'll have to stop in for a cold one at McSorley's. So, Nancy, what do you eat when you're all alone in the house? I don't suppose that happens very often.
You know, it happens more than you think. And mostly I go out. But when I'm home alone and no one else is home, I eat fresh mussels, steamed mussels, because they don't love them and I do. And I'll also sometimes go buy a whole really good high-quality ravioli and eat the whole package myself with a little bit of brown butter and, you know, maybe some sage in there.
That sounds good, and it's not really too egregious. It's not like you know boiling up a pot of lard and dipping 120 slices of Wonder Bread into it.
Ew.
You know, this would be a good opportunity to ask the eaters who are listening to tell us the kind of stuff they like to eat when the significant other is away or they're alone in the house. You can do that at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, where you'll also find a link to Nancy Leeson's All You Can Eat blog. And I'll also post links to the Thomas Keller ad hoc at home fried chicken recipe that I mentioned, and also to David Chang's Momofuku fried chicken. It'll be a fried chicken extravaganza, I tell you. I'm Dick Stein.